Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Media Boy of Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends, you and I are. I'm talking to the Apostle Phumlamphene, she's on the line. Apostle, greetings and welcome.
Hey, greetings, Muruti, and to all our wonderful listeners out there.
I hope you're well.
No, I'm well and kept by God's grace, Muruti, and you?
I am very well. I'm getting
amen.
There. Yes, getting
big
there.
Amen to that.
Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Now, you know, we had decided last week that tonight we will be talking about dealing with ministry breakaways. Many people actually do not want to talk about this, especially leaders. And this is the number of the people that I've been looking on. I've never done a research on this, but I've done observations, deep observations on this. And I was able to come to conclusions that one of the most powerful things that the devil uses to sustain the continuum or the continuity of ministry breakaways is by breaking the hearts of the people from whom others are breaking away from. The leaders who experience breakaways do not talk much about genuinely how this makes them feel. And I know this is not right to say, but I would say they use the word to hide, you know, their pain. And they would encourage themselves, which is good. I mean, David did that too. He encouraged himself in the Elohim. Yeah. And they don't deal with the pain. But you can see as years go on that, you know, they're holding grudges or they feel they have been betrayed. And or they can't trust anyone anymore. They would like to do everything by themselves. Now they don't even train others to become leaders and take over. They basically are scared because of the wounds. And these do not heal because they don't talk about it in the sense of what it has done to them. Yes, this guy has broken away. This guy has broken the code of conduct. This guy has broken the law. This guy won't end anywhere. Even if he can thrive for 20 years, it's going to bite back. Fine. But many, and they talk about that, but they don't talk about how they have been hurt. Sometimes their families had become divided because you'd find that the wife is saying, no, man, show some lenience and support on the guy who broke away. He just did one mistake. But all these years, this guy has been with you, has done quite wonderful things. You can be, you know. And then others would go and start a rhetoric around you because of the one who broke away. And they would start to speak about you in a way of them feeling good about breaking away with their leader. And many leaders don't talk about how this thing hurts them. They don't talk about the pain. They don't talk about the devastation they feel. They don't talk about how this thing affects their prayer life. Others don't even talk about how this thing affects their health. They don't talk about that. Others don't talk about how this thing has affected their modus operandi.
Yeah.
They no longer are going to be training people for the next 2 years. So other people who are innocent are going to lose out because of this guy who broke away with a chunk of the cream of the crop.
Yeah.
And so because of that, we see then leaders start to encircle themselves with their own castles. They start to shut their ministries from cooperating with others. They start to create a shell because they are hurt. When you are hurt, even the body, if you can cut the body, you'd see the blood would start to clot around that place. It would create a hedge for healing and defense. So you do that naturally, not because you are sinful. You do that naturally. But now the problem is this thing is painful and people and leaders mostly don't talk about this. It affects their marriage. It affects the way they relate to people. It affects the way they relate to other leaders. It affects the way they will be ministering all of a sudden, the teachings that you were teaching those services, they changed. Now you are talking about rebellion in a very sick way. I'm telling you. In a very sick way, you're talking about rebellion. And you don't realize that when you are telling yourself, you are bleeding. And you are bleeding on the wrong people. Instead of bleeding unto the Elohim, going back to the Father and say, I am hurt. Ufanyana has hurt me so much. And Ufanyana has done this. Ufanyana, we've been helping him from the beginning. I would even take my last penny and give to Ufanyana so that Ufanyana get the course, so. I was there when he was graduating. I was there when he was studying. I was there when he had the first employment. It's me who made recommendations and testimonials. I was there supporting him. He couldn't pay his license at some stages. I paid licenses. I bought groceries. You are hurt. And because you have been betrayed, rightfully so. But many do not know how to deal with this. Apostle, what comes to mind?
That's a big one. That's a serious sad state of affairs. Like, and I believe the breakaways are used by the enemy to cripple the leader.
Yeah.
And I think the reason why it becomes difficult for one to open up after a breakup is because, remember, normally it will come when you least expect it, number one. Number two, it will be also come through somebody least expected for it to come through.
Mm.
And we really can't talk about, in most cases, we would have invested so much in this person. It will not only be investment in terms of finances. We're talking investment in terms of spirituality. We're talking investment in terms of time as well. So you'll be spending probably most of your time with this person, empowering them. Because you see this thing that the Lord has given this person. So we are all out. You go deep inside when you are empowering this person. Without any reservations, Joe. Or all out. So while we can how can it way deep like that, and with the purpose and intention that this person will be able to then reciprocate and make things easy for you and make things easy as well for the house of God. Hence, we are able to like, okay, fine, Joe. But no, feel, let's rather also put you in a Bible college or put you in university, you know, put the money. And I'm not saying bring back the money, but the skills that you have acquired, because as a church, we have invested. We are expecting you to come and plow back and to come, you know, and impact others. But Joe, when you're at that level and you're like in a series, you position you need to expect and expecting something good, and bang, you're hit by the opposite. And I remember one thing as well, Joe. Even when one person decides to betray you, it hurts to the core.
Absolutely.
But how much more about this one individual? Who will also make sure that he takes, like, a bigger majority of people, and not only ordinary people.
Yeah.
Like, as you correctly put it,
effective ones.
Cream of the crop. Cream,
yes.
Like, yo, cream de la cream. Like, yo, finest. And the motivators are literally, it's like that, removing the carpet from under your feet. They just want you to fall and collapse. But they would not be thinking about that. They will only be thinking about their selfish reasons. And unfortunately, as you have correctly put it, Morutu, it affects the leader that this thing is done for him. But we don't open up. We continue to bleed. And you set yourself up even from people who can help you. Because definitely even when this person has taken the cream of the crop from the church, but people that God has made shokhor abatak, and that can also be of help. But unfortunately, we'll be blinded so much by the pain, by the disappointment, by the betrayal, that we don't even see that from the very one that are with us.
Yeah.
You know, there's still good that can come up. And there's still good that can that can happen in us as leaders. But you won't see that. Even our sermons, they begin to change. You talk about rebellion. You don't even don't care. And unfortunately, you don't realize that you are even causing damage even more to yourself and to the church.
You know, there are things at times that we need to really address.
Yeah.
And one of them is this one. It has less address, in my observations. Maybe I'm too ignorant, but it's very rare that you would find that a focus goes to a leader from whom people have broken away, and there's so much pain. There's a leader that I used to know, very famous in those days, and he went to America. And when he was in America, there was this hype about going to America. You know, leaders liked to go to America, to the States. I don't know.
The ultimate.
Hey, Munna. Hey. You know.
America,
yeah, you know. And so he went to America. And then when he came back, I think he went for a month or two. When he came back, the leader that was under him all the time. And remember, I once talked about leaders that are put under a leader so that they become effective, but they will never be effective as senior leaders themselves. They work powerfully under a leader. When he came back, these people had broken away. I remember very well, the ministry is in Klerksdorp. And so, after they had broken away, I could feel the pain that he had, this guy. And he's a very humble guy. I could see how broken he was. I could see how the disturbance had affected his persuasion of the vision of the church. And to a great deal, how despondent at times he had become, almost without hope, you know. And it was said that we were seeing that coming across. But when we come back, I'd like us to focus on this very much, because many are hurting, many have been hurt. And they don't talk about this. And it eats on them, you know, it eats on their health. They die prematurely. Have you seen the rate of pastors who are dying? Prematurely. They are dying prematurely because of these things that they bottle up.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well. I'm talking to the Apostle Phumlamfene, and we're touching base on this, the issue of dealing with ministry breakaways. Eish, the pain that leaders of ministries feel and are sometimes embarrassed to talk about it. You know, one of the things, because breakaways don't come only because maybe the one who breaks away is wrong, but sometimes the leader himself or herself is wrong. And because of the wrongness of the activities that continue on and on and on, others start to break away.
Right.
But the effects are the same, you know.
They are the same, definitely.
Yeah, they are the same. People start to say something like this, Pumla. They would say, I didn't know I was attached to this guy this much. Because you miss them so deeply. And you realize that they have created a hedge of hatred, scorn, disgust, or irritation towards you. And sometimes you look at their status because you're still connected, maybe on social media. They are saying something and you can sense that they're talking about you. And there's no way you can respond because they didn't mention your name. So you hurt and hurt and hurt and cry. You know, let me tell you what I did. Let me talk about myself. Many, many years ago, some people broke away. I moved away from their social circles.
Sure.
Yeah, for my own health.
Sure.
I moved away from their circles. I moved away from their circles because I realized that, look, man, even if these guys are wrong, the pain is the same. I love them with my own life.
Mm.
So I had to move away from them. And they would be posing and moving on. And when they started fighting and breaking away from each other, I wasn't clapping hands and being happy.
Mm.
Those who wanted to reconcile, I reconciled with them. Those who did not want to reconcile started backsliding and doing all the things well, you know. Continue praying. But I can tell you, even I was not talking much about it. And still I realize that, no, man, this thing is hurting me. And it's hurting the way I preach. It's hurting the ministry. I started talking about how it makes me feel. And I started feeling the ease. The more I talk about it to my confidantes, the more I feel the ease, you know. Because I was offloading the burden that would disturb me in the service of the Most High. Because now, when the burden is there, you cannot rightly divide the word of truth.
Come on.
You will basically speak on your pain instinct. But the father doesn't want you to talk about that. The father wants you, yes, the father wants you to heal and talk what he wants you to say, not what you want to say. Because he says vengeance is his, and you could see that inside others the hurt is so much that they become angry, they start to hold grudges. To such a great extent that in their holding of grudges, they basically destroy everything around them because they're looking at people from the veil of betrayal and hurt and pain and anger and sometimes embarrassment. Eish, what comes to mind, Apostle?
But I want us to revisit the issue of bleeding. You know, you touched on it on the earlier segment.
Yeah.
And now we have internal and external bleeding. And I think it's more deadly when you are bleeding internally.
Yeah.
Because even the doctor, you know, when you bleed internally, chances of you losing your life are very high. So, but then, unfortunately, as leaders, when that happens, and then you begin listening to me for wara, and those are the signs and symptoms that shows where you are bleeding internally, sure, slowly, and now you think you are avenging for yourself. I pull me lento kanjalo, the pain, the bleeding, I stop, you're not allowing the wound for because you know when you open yourself up to people that you're connected with as well, more especially if you have a network of other friends around you, you know, who have your best interest at heart. So that's a platform that you must use at that time when you feel that this thing has hit you so bad. And instead of bleeding externally, you're bleeding internally.
Hey.
So you bring it into the feet of the people that you trust and say, this is how I feel, you know, and allow yourself to be vulnerable like that. I mean, after all, I mean, there's been a breakaway. And then how worse can things get, really? You know, so there's nothing worse than that at that moment when you're internally bleeding. So to be vulnerable, it will do you a lot of good. But unfortunately, I've noticed that the reason why we continue to bleed internally is because of the arrogance, the pride. There's been a breakaway in your church. Let's not be brother. How I born, I did it. But then you want to come to us as though, like, you're okay. You're not okay, Joe. But dying slowly, it's like, Bushuhu, I swear, taking high blood, it comes from nowhere. You get irritable, you get angry and upset with everybody who does any little thing. Because this wound, I've noticed hurricane this thing. Boil. You allow it time to heal. And then when you become vulnerable to your co-workers, to your friends, and even to, if you feel your friends are over topic at this thing, at least your family, you know. You go to your family, these people, this is what they're born, but this is how I feel about it. You know, this is what I'm experiencing. Maybe more especially when it begins to also not only affect your health, when it also affect your livelihood.
Yeah.
Because remember, we say in other cases they take the cream of the crop. People who somehow Morana has been using them in your life and your family.
Yes,
so when that
absolutely.
Gets taken away, also your livelihood is seriously affected. Bills begin to accumulate.
Hey.
And then let's check it. What time are we going to high blood? We're going to check out fella. But yes, even that is the case. Never underestimate the power of vulnerability, more especially for people that you trust. Give more support groups. Become very critical. This is where you need to have a support group that you can always go to and say, "Ki e wundi, ki kem seri sori bule, ari bule ngo."
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we shut ourselves up. And we don't want to even talk about it. You don't want to revisit it. It must be revisited. That's how we deal with it. Because if it's not revisited, you will continue to bleed internally. And when you do that, then also we put ourselves in danger of experiencing the same thing again. It might not be in that level, in another level, in another form.
Yeah.
You're not building them up anymore. When you're up and arms with people who are not even there.
And people are asking, why is this person such a problem when he's no longer there? Every time, hey, who lady wabko pulpiting, this person what hell? You know?
So you're dealing with unnecessary issues that has no... But then... What justifies you from doing it? Like, it's a secure problem. We're bleeding internally, and that's even destructive. That's even worse. That's worse than what they've done, worse than the breakup. Because now you're causing, you become your worst enemy now. You're causing even more harm to yourself. It's okay, they've done it to you, but don't perpetuate it by doing it to yourself either.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When we return, let's look at some of the effects that would come about because of the very notion of ministerial breakaways.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
No hassles, no frills. It just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 Media Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well. We're just getting carried away behind the scenes when we talk about this because the experience is so vast.
Yeah.
of how people really have not been able to deal with pain. And this has curtailed the growth. It has curtailed their vision. It has thwarted their boldness to expand and to divide the ministry into zones that would reach the whole continent, if not the whole country. Now they have to take care of their own chair, you know, preach and secure their own chair to an extent that they preach messages like, well, there's a door, you can get out of that. If you want to leave, you can get out through that door. The Father will open 10 more doors and bring people in.
Come now, in the name of Jesus.
Hey, and people don't realize how arrogant they have become when they start doing that. You know, Christ left the 99 sheep to look for one. That should teach us something, you know.
Come on.
But it's something that we don't see because we are hurting. We are hurting, so we have developed a defense mechanism. Ya hore ke tlo ba tloya nka se tlhole ke ba boledisa nka se tlhole ke ba bontsha affection nka se tlhole ke ba bontsha lerato ke tlo tswa mo bona and all those kind of things and stuff. Why bona ne? Okay, for a moment. But you need to be so open with your pain that the Father deals with it so that maladu a anthoya hao a ska tshologela mo bathong. Why bona? Now you are so contagious in your preaching that people start to become lazy to come to church because they are going to hear you ranting and firing bullets from the pulpit. Because you are telling people you don't know who you're dealing with, you are going to die.
Heaven.
Mutushu. As a preacher, the resurrection and the life now is preaching death. Yeah. You won't live long if you do this. I speak fire upon you, fire. And there are these puppets who always go with you. They want about fire. And you don't realize, Hore. You don't realize, Hore, you are destroying them. You are destroying yourself. You are destroying the hearer. And those who are coming in into the ministry. You know, who have not been long in the ministry, there have been some months in the ministry and they are watching. It becomes a big problem. And it is important, therefore, that in many instances than one, we see the fruits.
Yeah,
there's the resentment, there's pain, there's embarrassment, there's hatred. Yeah, embarrassment, because you know what, ne? You know, when people break away, they also break the teachings that you were giving. Together with them, they've been endorsing these teachings. How? They're speaking the opposite. You will be embarrassed because they will be calling you a liar openly. They will be calling you that you were less... you are less anointed than them because Kibona never performed the miracles. Kibona that were moving people. Wabona, yes! But hallelujah, yes! So we have become so hurt that we don't know that we are now preaching amiss, praying amiss, ministering amiss. Guiding people amiss, misleading people. Those are the effects. Apostle?
I don't know, really off air. I like some of the things you touched on, and I feel they were very profound. But I want to just highlight one of them. You know, Hangata, a person will be thinking more about the work he has put in Hastata. I think at the beginning of any work of God, you know, there's so much work that goes into it. And so that work also is translated also to people. So it's work all the way. And then you also anticipate that you'll come to a place where now you rest from labor because now you have raised leaders who are capable of taking this further. But unfortunately, like as people correctly put it, in most cases, the unexpected begins to happen. You know, what you least expect, it hits you. You didn't even plan it. You didn't even foresee it. You did not even prepare, you see? And I think the reason why we bleed the way we bleed is because we don't prepare ourselves in advance for breakaways. Because as long as we're some alibatu, you must make sure we prepare ourselves when the worst hits us. Because when the worst hits you, you won't be caught off guard. Like, because we did the balance, you say, ah, man, this one I saw it coming. But yeah. Because I anticipated this thing, then all you think get the returns of your investment. And once you look at it that way, hey, breakaway, it's a tabula. But I think we need to move our focus from thinking in terms of, no, I've put work, and then I've invested in this person, I've invested in this work, therefore my returns must come so that I can rest, you know. So let's prepare, you know, because these things, they happen, they are common.
Yes.
These things are common to men. But then unfortunately, we don't have a bad thing, or you'll be feeling like, no, well, now you are exempted from these things. And then the element of embarrassment comes in as well. Because we're now no declarer, you cannot be touched by such things. But you touch everybody who's a leader, because you're dealing with people at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So, but like as I say, Maruti, let's not allow this breakaway to change who we truly are in Christ.
Absolutely.
Number one.
Absolutely.
Let's not even allow them to shift our position in Him. Because once the shifting comes, the enemy would have won. Because oftentimes than not, the breakaway is not even about the people who left. It's about you. Are you going to be able to stand? Even when you think what you have built is supposed to stand. For when you have built whatever you have built, even if it's not standing, are you going to be able to stand? Now, as we build the work of God, as we build others, let's also build ourselves that when these things get pulled out from your feet, you are still standing. And as you stand, then it's easy for you to rise up and mount up. Because if you don't have the courage to rise up, you curse. That's a curse.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Don't curse about it. And then, so your atmosphere is infested in the church with curses. You know, the presence of God is no longer there. God doesn't really care. So even when people come under that atmosphere, atmosphere. And with the church, let's not self-sabotage. Don't become your worst enemy. Even if you have been dealt a heavy blow.
You know, one of the things that I have seen also is when we had gone on to bleed, and we bleed even on our children. We bleed on our families. I've seen marriages that go wrong because of this kind of bleeding, you know, because now the distrust is everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
I've seen paranoia. People starting to become paranoid, and they would spend sleepless night waking up, you know. And that's why I always tell many, many that would come for counseling on this issue, I would say, get off from the social media that connects you with these people. So that you don't see the insults that they say against you. You know? Because when you see them firsthand, it's going to hurt you so much. It's okay when you hear them from another person, because you would be able to say to that person, no, I've chosen not to listen to that.
Yeah.
And start focusing on the gospel. And I say to many people, and that is the time when you will see the Father using you mightily.
Amen.
When people have deserted you.
Come on.
And many people don't want to listen, Mara Apostle. They'll say, hey, Mara, hey, one try, hey, not get your outreach, really, hey.
Oh, no,
That is where it's wrong. That is where it really doesn't help quite a lot. Anyway, when we come back, we go to the final conclusions.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
There is radio and radio, and then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave. I'm talking to the Apostle Phumla Mfene, and here we are, touching base, this on the issue of dealing away with breakaways. And in conclusion, one has to know that there should be a manner in which leaders should deal with breakaways, especially the pain of breakaways. Now, I always qualify this, the pain of leaders, and I always qualify it in saying, look, you have spent sleepless nights building the ministry, and the Father using you. You have sacrificed so much of your time. Other people have left their careers. You know, other people have gone straight to study for this, you know, and have gone straight into the ministry. And then reassure kama gwego. Why wena ne? Wa fitla da wang anointa ke ba sharp ke bampa bampa ya nka ikutlo gore ba no hao. Moske sharp yi. Patches le bat. Why wena? Wena makala mo Facebook da ke nna mona ke rera mona. Horu lebella di views mola e horu ba view le ka ida leng o kra ba view le ha 3000. Why wena? And another how the message horror about the view high 50, 80, 100. And then you start to say, hey, Motomo Sonkhuwa Lita, man. God never to walk well lion. Can't you know? It's just the devil making this person to move with the flesh. And it's getting this person audiences that are befitting. And when you are still gadgeting beef against the person, it's better to learn to move forward. I know people say move on, but I say it's better to learn to move forward. You can't move on because you love the people. When they come back, you need to embrace them. And you need to love them. You need to reinstate. You need to restore them. Restitution, reinstatement, discipline, correction, rebuke. You know, there's a lot that you would need to do when they come back. But this thing comes with the ministry. These things happen in the ministry. Even if you can check in the word, you would see these things come with a ministry, especially amongst these people who are anointed, especially amongst the anointed servants of the Most High. If this thing of splits is not there, I doubt if that anointing is real. Because where the devil opposes so hard, so strong, then we know there's something about the leader of that ministry. That leader is anointed. La divine vai. He's anointed big time, Moto. That is why these things happen. But they don't know how to deal with the pain. No, this thing comes because you are super anointed. The devil is scared of you, so he's going to break you apart. He's going to sift you. And Yahusha says it about Peter, one of the greatest pastors ever. He says to Peter, the devil has asked to sift you, but I have prayed for you. When you rise up, teach my sheep. But what about us, man? We say fatala la konalapo se afa, then we start cursing. Apostle, finally. Yeah.
Without fail, these things, they will come, they will happen, as you correctly put it. The enemy very will come after you with everything. Especially my ability, threat.
Yes. Yes.
Our turn no surrender to him.
Mm-mm.
Because when such things, it's also one of the agendas and the schemes and the devices of the enemy to add the direction against you, to shift from God.
Yes.
After all these years, you know, funny enough, as we're dealing with this subject matter, I'm reminded with the leaders in church, we started I'm talking to them about the issue of seeking.
Mm.
Seeking the Lord, you know, and I've realized that there are a lot of segments to it, and the seeking, as we talk about this breakaway, I'm confronted and I'm forced in a nice way to go back to the seeking. Because remember, our duty is to continue to seek the Lord. Psalms 105, verse 4 and 5, we like seek the Lord continuously. But unfortunately, when the breakaway comes, as you were seeking the Lord, it's also one of the assignments and the agendas of the devil to interrupt that seeking. Because now you're no longer going to seek. You're going to now spend time trying to avenge, spend time trying to deal with what you're facing. You're not seeking. So your eyes and your focus is no longer on the Lord that you used to seek. Mm. And then when you continue to seek him, even in the midst of a breakaway, then he gives upon us grace upon grace to stand and start all over again and strive even bigger and better. You can bounce back as long as you allow yourself to heal and stop the bleeding from continuing to cause a mess. You can bounce back. Continue to seek the Lord in the midst of the breakup. It's not easy. Just continue to live another meeting. There's good that will come out. Even from the sleep, even from the breakaway, there's always good that comes out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, one of the things that touches me as we say goodbye is that, look, these things are happening to you because the Father has posted you as a watchman.
Come on.
The devil is trying to discredit you.
Come on.
And as time goes on, these people will return, especially those who have been deceived to leave you, together with those who are sabotaging your ministry, agents of darkness, and those who have given in to the darkness.
Come on.
The Father is going to bring them back. Those who have been led astray, they will see the truth for what it is, and they will come back, and they will become more loyal to the vision. Well, now what you need to do is just to pray and thank the Father and say, oh, I rejoice because I am also suffering with Christ.
Come on.
The
apostles
rejoiced when they were shamboked and all those kinds of things and jailed because they were sharing in the sufferings of Christ. Even Christ had people breaking away from him.
Come on.
500, he was left with only 10 or 11.
Come on.
So, we need to be strong. Apostle, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Always.
I can meet.
Always. And
amen.
We'll talk again next week. Much blessings to you.
Much blessing, Maruti.
And how do people get hold of you?
For the benefit of those that are tuning into this program for the first time, I can be found with Maruti Ray at 10 o'clock on Thursday. If you wish, on my podcast. And funny enough, that people have been asking me, Banaka link, Untumel Hokakon, at podcast.
Oh, yes.
And then those who are looking for a home based church who are in East Rand, we are in Bosberg, connect with me on Facebook. And those who are in Pretoria also looking for a home church, we are in Karantak. Connect with me on Facebook as you do so. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much and good evening to
you.
All right there.
Good evening. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom. That is the Apostle Phumla Mfene. We'll be touching base with her again next week.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.